Always Managing by Harry Redknapp. Read by David John. Chapter 1. The Trial. A feeling of sheer relief. But not like I'd ever experienced before. Not the relief of the final whistle on a Saturday afternoon, holding on for 3 points at Old Trafford. Not the relief of a big cup win, a title won, or a staying up against the odds. Football's highs and lows were suddenly insignificant. This was a completely different strength of emotion, one I'd not felt in all my professional career. I can see her now, the foreman of the jury. Slim girl, nice looking. Used to come in every day with a newspaper under her arm. I think it was the Times. Not guilty, she said, to each charge, very quietly. And this feeling of release swept over me. The trial lasted 15 days, but the ordeal overtook 5 years of my life. That's a lot of thinking time. Many long hours to consider your days as they might be spent. Without Sandra, the love of my life. Without my sons, Jamie and Mark. Without my grandchildren, without my friends, without football. Shut up in prison with who? Some maniac? I didn't know. Each day in court, I'd look at the 12 people that held my future in their hands. There was a chap wearing a bright white jacket in the middle of January. Another had clothes that were covered in stains. These were the people who would decide my fate. They would never smile. They showed no friendliness at all, just a blank. What were they thinking?